You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we're back with Freed on Business. We're here with my good friend Evan Butters. He's got an event coming up called Biking for Ben. It's going to be November 17th at Markham Park. I'm sorry that I'm not broadcasting on Instagram. I do know that all the millennials listen to that, according to Evan, but I don't call them millennials. I refer to them as people under 40. Evan's cracking up. Hey, Evan, welcome to the show. Lean into the mic and laugh.
Ha, 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 ha.
You're courtesy very cute. Laughs. Very good. That was a very good laugh. Okay, very good laugh. And then we've also got, why don't you introduce who our guest is, Evan?
Yeah, so our guest is Dr. Jeffrey Vance from the UM John P. Hussman Institute for Human Genomics. And him and his wife specialize in Alzheimer's research.
Yeah, I understand he's not really the boss of that either. You just came along for the ride, didn't you, Dr. Vance?
Absolutely true. Thank you very much. Points for me and my wife.
No problem. We wanted to lay down that track just so you could walk in the house later today. Now, Evan, let's start off with why you're doing an event and why is it called Biking for Ben?
Yeah, so I approached the South Broward Wheelers.
Who are they?
They're a very large bicycle club in South Broward, as evident by the name. And I approached them about doing a charity cycling event, organizing it actually, in honor of my late grandfather, Ben Goldman, who passed away last summer from Alzheimer's. And I think it's a cause that a lot of us hold near and dear and that can relate to. And as my grandpa was an avid cyclist, I thought it would be great to have a memorial ride and raise some money along the way.
Well, that's a beautiful thought. Now, Dr. Vance, can somebody die from Alzheimer's?
You don't really die from Alzheimer's. You die from the conditions associated with it, not moving around. Eventually, most people get pneumonia, things like that. But the average lifespan is anywhere from 10 to 15 years after diagnosis. So.
Really? Because a lot of people think that it's like the kiss of death right away. I guess how Ronald Reagan lived for a whole bunch of years, right?
Yeah. That's
my benchmark.
Yeah, no, that's part of the difficulty with Alzheimer's is that people require care and compassion and for a long period of time. It's a chronic disease.
Wow. Well, I know somebody who's working with, I've got a client, I finance memory centers, Certis Senior Living. We should talk to them about this. I'm going to get you and your wife together with my friend Troy Cox at Certis Senior Living. Now, back to the event. Evan, the event is on November 17th, so there's good opportunity for you to come back and pitch this again.
Absolutely, and you're riding in it with me, Jim.
Well, we'll be on the sidelines giving people water. I don't ride a bike anymore. I'm not allowed to. I have a bad back, and I have to wear one of those funny hats. I can't ride a wave runner either. I got like a real boring
one. What kind of funny hat?
Yeah, one of them funny hats, you know. Probably need a whole bodysuit. Not a bodysuit.
Is that aluminum foil hat?
Well, no, that's the one I wear.
Like a three-wheel.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the aluminum foil hat so that I stop hearing the voices, but it just hasn't been working.
Jim, let's just we'll.
I'll be a water station. I'll be a water station. I can be a water station. I'll raise money. Can I raise money? Would that work?
That he'll do.
That I'll do. Wanda knows I'll do that. And we're going to talk to my friends at Certis. I want you to learn about them. They're cutting edge. And I really would like you to meet Doogie Howser, the head of research there. We actually call the guy Doogie. He's like 15 years old. So, Evan, the thing is on November 17th. What is going to happen on November 17th?
So riders can choose from a 30 or 60-mile ride starting in Markham Park and going through the cities of Sunrise and Weston. And we're going to have a great event. Jersey Mike's is coming out for those riding. So at minimum, you get a free sub.
And you'll definitely sounds like you'd be working that sub off.
Exactly. You'll have the opportunity to, absolutely. And it'll be just a great event, you know, the weekend before Thanksgiving.
So the weather should be nice.
Yeah, so it should be nice out. So, you know, at minimum, come out, support us, enter in some raffles. We should have some good items to raffle off by then. And it'll be a beautiful event.
I promise you, I'll help you get some good. You know, we'll start leaning into this. You'll come to talk to me next
week. We're gonna raffle off dinner with you, Jim. Are you kidding me? That's the main.
I'm down for that.
I'm bidding on that one.
I'm down for that. It's actually be a lot of fun. It'd be a lot of fun. I eat like goofy stuff too. Okay, so Dr. Vance, so I remember you and your wife, I guess your wife and you, came down here, what was it, 11 years ago?
Yeah, 2007.
Dr. Goldschmidt brought you down. You started the human genomes thing over there. I got all excited. What the human genome? I don't even know. You had these guys on computers all over the world working to solve what's the human genome. I guess you kindly figured it out. It's 11 years later. What has your research helped us learn?
Well, we've done a lot of stuff. First of all, we now know that most of the, when we started, we thought most of the genome wasn't that important. It was only a small part that makes protein. Now we know that almost all the genome is important, and most of the genome is regulatory, and that's really the parts that seem to affect common diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, autism. And they're sort of like in business sense, they're kind of like the middlemen. They don't make the product, but they move it around, sort of. And so that's one big thing. Also, it's been very useful in looking at moving towards personalized medicine and identifying specific changes that affect each individual, because we know now that many of the things we do and treat as physicians, we treat to a group, but a lot of people in that group may not benefit from it. So,
yeah, I know we've had the guys on that were trying to invent the magic bullet for cancer, and one of their challenges, it seemed to be, was that the cancer kept evolving, so they had to keep changing it. They couldn't use it for the same person. Now I have two different friends that have had lung cancer, non-smokers lung cancer. One, the immunotherapy worked on. One, not so good.
Yeah, and that's a good. The immunotherapy is a big example of personalized medicine for sure. And we've identified the causes of a lot of different disorders now as well. That's the first start, you know, to therapy is you have to identify what's wrong first. So we've made that big step.
Now, I'm just going to go off the reservation. I've got you here. I'm just going to do it. Designer babies, give me a break. Is this really on the way, or is it already here? And are they allowing people to do that? You knew that was going to come up. We're here talking about Alzheimer's with Evan, but you knew I was going to ask about that.
It's all related in some way or another, I guess, huh?
It's all related. You brought the human genome?
Genome.
Genome. Okay, you brought the human genome guy on. You don't think I'm going to ask him all my good stuff?
I don't know of any designer babies at the moment, no. It is... You know, you are made up of 3.2 billion base pairs of DNA.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. So you can imagine that making a designer baby for 3.2 billion base pairs would be a bit of a challenge. It's a very good science fiction.
They talk about it to scare everybody, but that's not really right around the corner, is it?
Oh, no. No.
Okay, thank God.
Jim, if you had a designer baby, would it be Gucci or Louis Vuitton?
I don't know. I would have to ask Vivian. I think she's really more partial to Chopard. You know, she likes that Chopard.
As long as the shoes are red bottoms. That's
yeah,
all I know.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, boy, you are married, aren't you? And she also another good thing for her is Chanel. She likes Chanel. And for me, she likes Cartier. She likes Cartier. Got that Cartier. Well, that's a different show also. So, Evan, let's get back to you now. Tell me a little bit more about what you're looking for. You need some sponsors. Tell me about the people that you're looking to step up to be sponsors.
Yeah, so far we've had a pretty good response. All of our donors have donated a minimum of $1,000 directly to the John P. Hussman Institute.
But somebody can donate smaller amounts, too. We're not limiting it to $1,000, right? This is sponsors.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So sponsors start at like $1,000 for a certain level, but if somebody wants to get involved, they can email you or call you and get involved at a level that helps them feel comfortable, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you could also check us out on bikingforben.com.
How did you get that? That's great. It was available?
Shout out to Squarespace, my plug, you know, that's my Squarespace plug.
There you go, a high five to Squarespace.
But check us out on Biking for Ben. We have a lot of information on there, how you can get involved, how you can donate. All donations are going directly to the John P. Hussman Institute. So all normal tax write-offs and such benefit. I know you have a business crowd.
Yeah, we were just had the head of one of the big banks from overseas is watching. Usually he does it on an airplane traveling back to South Florida. Maybe he's back already because I know he's always in town on Fridays. So that's a shout out. That's a shout out to my buddy Steve.
So let Steve know I need $2,000 then.
There you go, Steve.
There you go.
And by the way, He's going to do it. Yeah. You write that down. You write down Jim's friend, Steve from Brickell. You write that down on your list.
He's on his G4 now.
Yeah, you write that down. No, I'm serious. Write that down. We're going to call him. This is not a joke. Steve, that's right. He's writing it down. Here he goes.
Microphone. Hello?
Yeah. He's sending us greetings from a Samsung Apple. Come on, the guy's listening on a plane.
He's on a plane?
He always listens on a plane.
Do you have to turn that stuff off on a plane anymore?
No, he has it. They have a thing where you pay extra money because he's a fat cat. He's a fat cat. Yeah. Not physically, just positionally.
Gotcha.
There you go. Yeah. You know what? Probably good a time for a break. I've used up a lot of good straight lines, but I got more left.
All right, goody.
We have more left. Can you guys stay for one more segment?
Absolutely. Sure.
Awesome. I want to talk about how it looks like a helix and all this other stuff. I got all the terms. We'll be back. We got more stuff that you're going to be able to use to make your life better right after this. Wanda's going to make us laugh. Wanda, it's your turn. Hold on tight to your dream.